For Eminent Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. Last night, the Timberwolves got Anthony Edwards back from injury. He helped the Wolves clobber the Mavericks 124-94 in Dallas. Edwards had 17 points, so now that he's back from injury, what's head coach Chris Finch keeping an eye on?
Mostly just his wind, you know, like his game fitness. And obviously his shot, if it looks a little off. But, you know, he had the one in transition, which looked pure, and once that went in, I thought, okay, you know, he's good.
The Twins yesterday were in Kansas City and got their series against the Royals off to a good start.
2-2. Swung on and belted deep to right field. You can move the fences back, and that's still a home run. Matt Wallner into the fountains, and the Twins lead 1-0.
Twins radio with a call of Wallner's first homer of the season, but the Royals would counter with a two-run shot in the bottom of the second and add another later in the game. Twins fall to the Royals 3-1 in their home opener at Kauffman Stadium. Simeon Woods Richardson suffered the loss.
I thought early he was going a little bit fast, and as he got into the rhythm of the game, and I think that's normal for, you know, your first start of the year, that you're working a little fast, and then he slowed himself down, and I thought he threw the ball, you know, well after that. And again, you know, not a ton of hard contact. It's just the fact that, you know, we ended up giving up the two homers. He made a bad pitch on the split that ended up being the two-run homer, but I thought he threw the ball well, and I thought he slowed himself down, which, you know, was something that we didn't see the first couple innings.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. Twins are off today. The series in KC continues tomorrow night. The NFL league meetings are going on in Arizona. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell is there and talked about a number of things, including bringing back quarterback Carson Wentz, going with Kyler Murray as one of their options under center. They also said they intend to exercise their fifth-year option on receiver Jordan Addison. As for the Wild, they're home on Thursday against Vancouver. Kevin Faulness, Eminent Sports.